Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158 for my truck drivers, people on the road, people at home, people listening on smart speakers. All you got to do is ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Not that difficult now, is it? Me? I'm obviously not on the road. I'm not at home either. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. In the studio, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And if you're at work, you're at home, you're on the road, you're driving with some idiot that you're sick of being in a car with, with some schmuck in the back of your car who won't tip you. Tip the driver, please, by the way. Make sure you tip them. Unless they're a jerk, then don't tip them. Anyway, thank you for listening wherever you're at. And also, by the way, thank you to KJ Wright. KJ Wright, Seahawks legend, former Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, current broadcaster. He came through and joined us. Excellent conversation. And he also promised me a position on his coaching staff whenever he coaches. He said it's going to come down the pipe sooner than later. And so that I'm looking forward to that. I can carry the water. I got no problem doing that. I'll carry the water in the daytime, as Hickey suggested, and I'll come through and do my show in the afternoon and the evening. It works for me. Anyway, we're getting ready for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 58. It can't get here any sooner. What are we now, 4 days away from this thing? Everybody's arriving in Las Vegas. Not me. Not this year. Phoenix was good. I've been to enough. Well, not that I've been to enough, but I've had my share of the excitement. I was just in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. I get a lot done here with less stress, so I appreciate it. Anyway, with less stress is something that I do every single week, every single Wednesday, and it's share with you a new top six list, right? And so we opened up the show by talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not these Kansas City Chiefs have just done, quote unquote, too much winning for the general public. They just win and win and win and win. And now it's nauseating. People are waiting on them to lose, so much so that earlier today, when Patrick Mahomes spoke to the media, I want you to hear the question he was asked. It was like, hey, man, are you a bad guy now? Are you embracing being a bad guy? Listen to this question and listen to Mahomes in his response.
Hi, Patrick. Chris Jones talked about the fact that you guys are now becoming like the villains of the NFL. There's a growing narrative out there. I know everyone prefers to be liked, but is it a role that you kind of enjoy in a way? Do you feed off of that?
Not necessarily. I think... I just like winning. If you win a lot and that causes you to be a villain, then I'm okay with it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy playing the game and try to win as much as possible.
I would have loved that if you say, hey, I got no problem being a bad guy. Whatever people think. But great politically correct answer. Don't listen to me. I'd give you bad advice. Now, having said that, if he does win another championship, he's already going to be one of the most decorated quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. Flat and period. There is no disputing that for a dude to pick up his third Super Bowl ring before he's even 30, before he's even 28. that is staring Patrick Mahomes right in the face. And so for tonight's top six list, with all the conversation about potential dynasties and championships and what have you, I said, man, we've had a lot of champions in all areas of sports. And so tonight I want to share with you a top six list of my favorite champions in sports. These are some of the biggest winners in sports from an individual perspective. You know, what were their accolades on the field of play? What did they do outside the field of play? And how important were they? You know, what did they contribute? And so without wasting any more time, it's time for a new top six list. It's my list of the top six champions in sports. Let's hear the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know, maybe sooner than later, Patrick Mahomes is going to join this list because we're talking about the top six champions in sports. Yeah, individual winners. I ain't talking about teams. I'm talking about people that jumped onto the field to play and had the ultimate success on and off. And so without wasting time, let's get to this number to start things off.
Number six.
How about there is no one, not a person, in baseball history who has more championships than this man? How about this man is also beloved not just because of his size, but because of his personality? How about this man is beloved because he was a Navy veteran? How about this man is beloved because he lived the American dream, his family being Italian immigrants landing in the Midwest? I'm talking about Yogi Berra. There is not a human being who has played baseball who has more rings than Yogi Berra. I'm talking about 10. Count them, 10 championships. And oh yeah, he played out there with the Mickey Mantles of the world. But he still managed to also walk away with 3 American League MVPs. The man was 5'7" and was still able to go out there and crank 300-plus home runs. Yogi Berra was a problem. He was the ultimate winner. He was the ultimate champion. Even someone like Derek Jeter, and I know a lot of people don't like Derek Jeter. Well, it's because he played for the Yankees. It's because he dated all the supermodels. It's because he was a winner. Derek Jeter, even following his career with 5 World Series titles, Derek Jeter said, I used to go up to Yogi Berra and make jokes to him about his championships. Listen to this.
You know, these things, you look back and you think about the opportunities you could have won more. And ironically, those are the things that you remember, I think, most is, man, we should have won. Because Yogi Berra won 10 World Series. And, you know, I tell him all the time that it's not really 10 because, you know, when he played, you go straight to the World Series, no playoffs. So, Yogi, I'd say, Yogi, you know, you really only have 5 rings. You know, Yogi, so you can come over to my house and count them anytime you want.
Yo, Yogi's a funny guy. Yeah, come count my rings, Derek. You got half of what I got. And yeah, Derek Jeter is accurate. We didn't have wild card round, divisional round. You won the American League, and then you went to the World Series. You took on the National League champion, and boom, there was your champion. And Yogi, I told you, he's a funny guy. And Yogi knew this. They coined his phrases as Yogiism, saying things about fat ladies singing, it's not over till it's over. And Yogi's just like, I was just telling the truth. I didn't come up with these things on purpose.
You know, a lot of people try to say Yogiism. I don't even know I say it myself. I really don't. The best one, I think, too, is that when you come to the fork in the road, take it. And we have. I go at Edgemont Road in Montclair. If you go to the fork, you go on Highland Avenue, where I live. Either one take you on Highland Avenue. That's how I got that. It ain't over till it's over. I did it with the Mets. They just come out. And I don't know I say them.
Yeah, God bless his soul. God rest his soul. Yogi Berra. He just said whatever came to his mind, like me. He just say things. Somehow I say a lot of things, and they put me here on the radio. I love it. Top six champions in sports, the biggest individual winners and difference makers. Hey, what's the next number?
number five.
Oh, this lady is done. You heard me correctly. This lady. Who is this lady? It's Serena Williams. Oh, yeah, she done. She just turned 42 this past September. She just had another kid. If she has a comeback in her, I'd be shocked. She's already talked about moving on to other ventures in business and fashion. And God bless her. She has already inspired so many other tennis players and black tennis players and female tennis players. We see the Coco Gauffs. We see the Naomi Osakas. It's amazing what Serena has been able to do. 23 Grand Slams. I would say finishing only one behind Margaret Court. 27 years, 7 Wimbledon victories, 6 U.S. Opens. And Serena, she knows all about success and going for success and attaining success and then ultimately having to shut it down. And let's listen to the motivating Serena Williams.
I have to tell each and every one of you that it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, your age, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. And I always say, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And the reason that I always say that, because I didn't grow up with things being handed to me. I had to work hard, I had to dedicate myself, and I had to be determined, and I was. Even outside of sport, it could be education, it could be business, it could be anything. It requires discipline and hard work and determination. Most importantly, it requires self-belief, because like me, some people might not believe in you, but you have to believe in you. And sometimes you're going to be your own cheerleader, and you have to be your biggest and your best cheerleader and never stop believing in yourself and really always support who you are.
Yeah, I'm real interested to see what else Serena does. I know she just had another kid. What else is she going to do? She's had so much success and she's inspired so many people, and it's cool to turn on a tennis match and see the next generation that she's inspired. Someone like a Coco Gauff. Hey, much love to Serena. If I got to talk about a champion, a big-time winner, someone, you know, passing on and creating a legacy for others, I could not leave Serena off of this list. Serena is at number five. What is next on the countdown?
Number four.
I don't know if this is a man. I'm not going to say or a woman. That's not the case. I don't know if this is a man or a fish. It's Michael Phelps. This man has come out of Baltimore just to own the Olympics. How? 23 Olympic gold medals. 23 of them? Hickey, where the hell? If you had 23 gold medals, where would you keep them? Would you hang them up all in your house? Would you give them to your family? What would you do with 23 medals?
Oh, great question. I mean, multiple houses just filled with medals all over, probably?
Multiple? You would buy houses just to put your medals?
Why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who else could say they have 23 medals to display?
One gold medal per house?
You know what? If I was Michael Phelps, I would do it like where your head's at.
Wow. Yeah, he could. I'm sure he could afford 23 houses. And by the way, he has 28 total medals spanning 5 Olympic Games. Michael Phelps got going in the Olympics when he was 15 years old in Sydney, Australia. That was back in the year 2000. He has more Olympic golds than any human being that has ever competed in the Olympics. And if you want to know how you do it, well, you got to work every day, all day, 28 hours a day. 8 days a week, like Michael Phelps. Listen to him describe the process.
You know, what I did wasn't rocket science. You know, for me as a kid, I had dreams bigger than anybody else could ever dream. I wanted to be the greatest. I wanted to be the best. I went through a span of 5 or 6 years where I didn't miss a single day of training, 365 days a year. That made me different. I got 52 extra days each year than anybody else had. And in the sport of swimming, if you miss one day, it takes you 2 days to get back to where you were. Everybody else is taking a step back on Sunday when they weren't swimming, and I was taking that one step forward.
Oh, crap. Hey, Hickey, we're lazy bums, man. We're lazy. I thought I worked hard. I thought you worked hard, but obviously we're lazy.
Imagine 5 or 6 consecutive years of not taking one day off. And we're living the dream. That seems impossible.
Well, I mean, the only other man that I've heard work like that, and I'm sure there are other athletes. No, you know, if you're an athlete, and your brain gets to it, you just go. You just go. But the only other dude I've heard work like that, and it has to be physically more taxing, was Kurt Angle, the Olympic gold medalist wrestler. And that's wrestling. Like, I think it's one thing to get in the pool and push it. We know Michael Phelps, I think he got huge lungs and long arms and big old feet and hands that helps him swim. Kurt Angle was getting his ass whooped every day. I'm not going to say one is more impressive than the other. That's why I got Michael Phelps here on this list. But yeah, Kurt Angle, also another dude who worked every day. And unfortunately, now his body is paying for it. That and I guess working for Vince McMahon will destroy you. Anyway, we're talking about the top six champions in sports, the biggest individual winners and difference makers. Yeah, Michael Phelps, he made a difference in his pocket. What about the next guy? What's the next number?
Number three.
Top six champions in sports. Number three? I think we can finally put a fork in this guy, right? This man has been gone an entire year. I'm kind of shifting my eyes around like he's going to pop up from behind my shoulder. He's going to be on Fox broadcasting. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, Tom Brady and his seven Super Bowl championships. I want to talk about the top six champions in sports. Yeah, Tom Brady's number three, folks. You thought he's going to be number one. He's not. Seven Super Bowl rings. 10 appearances. And I guess we could say zero friends. Tom Brady was sitting around on one of these inspirational, things that people pay hundreds and thousands of dollars. Let's go sit and listen to Tom Brady inspire us. Well, damn it. You're going to get it here from us for free. This is Tom Brady talking about his competitive nature, his juices, how he gets things going.
Everyone's friends now in sports all the time. And I'm like, I don't get that. That's not the killer instinct. I don't know how you can want to crush the competition, but then to like have dinner with them the next night. Yep. My friends were the guys that were in the battle with me. I didn't have any friends on the other teams. Maybe Peyton Manning and I love Peyton. I mean, maybe I've had dinner with him twice in 23 years. I looked up to him so much. I admired Peyton Manning, but that guy, if we wanted to get where we wanted to go, we had to get through them. So I had to create something different in my mind. He couldn't be my friend. I was a quarterback when I went to work. Nothing was going to get in the way of that. But I would say a lot of the guys that I looked up to approached it the same way. I don't think Joe Montana was trying to be friends with anybody. I don't think Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson were trying to be friends with anybody. I think they were going out there on a mission. And if there was someone in their way, they had to crush them.
Oh, damn. And Tom Brady sounds like a sick, demented, twisted freak. At least they won him seven championships. At least it got him something that nobody else has, at least in the Super Bowl era. Congratulations to Tom Brady. You want to talk about a winner? I don't know what's going on with TB12. I don't know if Tom Brady is eating strawberries and grass for dinner. I have no idea. I do know this. He is the benchmark for quarterbacks, flat and period. Hey, Hickey, you ever try the TB12 diet? Ever try it?
It's like avocado ice cream, right? I think it was no tomatoes. In short, no. No, I've not done that.
No.
No okay. Desire. How about you?
No. I try to eat good. I think I do an okay job, but not his diet. Hell no. He talked about having a slice of pizza every now and then. I'm like really? You? Oh.
Wear your pajamas at night? Does that count? I know it's not really diet, but.
Tom Brady wore weighted pajamas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was part of his routine at night. I forgot why.
What did it do? Like, strengthen his body while he slept? While he tossed and turned? He got
exactly
a workout
right. Giselle, man. That may have been a Giselle thing. She's not, flipping all
weighted?
Over the bed.
Ain't she? Is she not Brazilian?
She is.
They don't wear clothes.
Well.
Like, why would she advocate for him to wear weighted pajamas?
Maybe Tom, tosses and turns. And she got sick of it. So it basically puts him in a straitjacket.
Now they don't have to deal with it at all, right?
Well, that is true.
Yeah, well, that's a problem solved. Maybe that's why they're not together anymore. Anyway, you can't talk about winner. You can't talk about individual success without Tom Brady. Yeah, TB12 might not be selling, but he got a $350 million contract coming his way just to talk. Good on him. I don't get paid that much. Hey, Tom Brady's number three. We're talking about big time winners, top six winners. What's the next one?
Number two.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a good one, right? How you got Tom Brady number three on your list? Easy, because this guy existed. And this guy is and was a global phenomenon. This man took his basketball career and became a billionaire. It's some guy you might have heard of him. He goes by two initials, MJ. It's Michael Jordan, number 23 from North Carolina. Cue up the music. Well, don't cue up the music. Let's cue up Michael Jordan from The Last Dance on ESPN talking about being a winner and dragging those guys with him, even though he might have been a little pushy. He got emotional.
Winning has a price. And leadership has a price. So I pulled people along when they didn't want to be pulled. I challenged people when they didn't want to be challenged. Once you join the team, you live at a certain standard that I played the game. And I wasn't going to take anything less. Now, that means I had to go in there and get in your ass a little bit. I wanted to win, but I wanted them to win and be a part of that as well. Look, I don't have to do this. I'm only doing it because it is who I am. That's how I played the game. That was my mentality. If you don't want to play that way, don't play that way.
Michael Jordan started to cry at the end. That's how emotional he got. I guess when he's not threatening to rip people's heads off. Yeah, you can't talk about winning without Michael Jordan. And yeah, I got Michael Jordan in front of Tom Brady because Tom Brady, yeah, successful here in America. Michael Jordan, he's one of the most famous human beings to ever walk the face of the earth. It's crazy. I'm not putting him in the category of, I don't know, that guy who existed 2,000 years ago. I guess he'd be the most famous on earth. But Michael Jordan's famous too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're talking about the top champions in the world of sports. I'm going to share with you numero uno. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. What kind words. Anyway, we are talking about champions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, you going to hear that on Sunday. Is somebody going to play that? Maybe it's your drunk neighbor. I got no idea. Anyway, before I share with you, you know, who I find to be the greatest and top champion of all time, individual success, I need to let you know this, that you should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, I just shared with you all You know, it's a top six. It's Wednesday. It's what I do every Wednesday. We're talking about champions because we are going to crown a new Super Bowl champion come Sunday night. A lot of talk about Patrick Mahomes and where he fits, where he might fit, and what have you. And so I wanted to share with you some of the top champions in sports. These are individuals that I look at. I look at their success, how many rings, how many championships, how many titles. Also, you know, what did they contribute possibly outside? And these are the first names that came to mind. Sure, there are more champs, but these are widely, ridiculously widely known and recognizable individuals. And number six, I gave you Yogi Berra. No one has more championships, World Series titles than he does. Count them, 10. Yes, 10 of them. And number five, I gave you Serena Williams. 23 Grand Slam championships. She's one behind Margaret Court for most all time. But if I want to think about her influence, not just to others, but the game in general, especially those who wouldn't necessarily be exposed to tennis or have anybody to look up to, Serena Williams is here at number five. And in her business endeavors, she's really starting to take those off. And number four, I gave you the man who has more Olympic gold medals than any human being who has ever graced the face of this planet. That is that fish. His name is Michael Phelps. And number three, this man got all the Super Bowl rings. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, if you didn't know Tom Brady was a champion, I'm sure you've heard of it by now. And number two, in front of Tom Brady is Michael Jordan. Why? Because football is America's game, right? American football, the NFL, sure. Basketball with this Michael Jordan dude? Yeah, global. Global. Big time. Big time. And so when I think about my favorite champions, and I got to look at one guy individually, specifically here, and if you haven't noticed, I've been talking about athletes here in the United States of America. I could start thinking about other champions from all over the world. There's one guy who really comes to mind because of his success here in his sport, because of his success and inspiration away from the field of play. It leaves me with this number right here.
Number one.
It's crazy to think that we are already pulling up until, 2 years of his passing. It's nuts to believe. At number one on my list, if I want to think about a champion, it's Bill Russell. I got Bill Russell here at number one on my list. And it's not just because of his 11 championships in 13 years. It's not just because he got 11 championships and the damn Lakers and Celtics, they got 17. He got more championships than a lot of franchises have anything. But besides that fact, Bill Russell, I respect the hell out of him. You know, we had an idiot. Well, excuse me. Now I'm being an idiot. My apologies. I don't want a name call. We had a guy call up earlier and talk about, we don't know what David Tepper, we don't know what a fan said to David Tepper to have a drink thrown on him. I think we need to give David Tepper a break. Do you want to know some of the things that people said to Bill Russell? We had a guy in Kansas last week who decided to burn a Jackie Robinson statue. For what reason? The guy is dead. Do you want to know what Jackie Robinson had to go through in his life? And you want to tell me that maybe we came down a little too heavy-handed on David Tepper. Yeah, $20 billion, he got fined $300, and we don't know what the guy said to him. I can think about some of the things that people said to Bill Russell. I can think about how he responded. I can think about how he wanted to be progressive. I could think about how this is someone who really faced adversity and faced real hatred and was able to move ahead in life for the betterment of society. When I talk about people making excuses, we don't know what the guy said to get a drink thrown on him. I wonder what Bill Russell would have said to some crap like that. Anyway, we know what Bill Russell did on the basketball court. And at one point, Bill Russell described what he wanted to do to the opposition, and that is psych them out.
One thing that you want to do to your opponents is to make them think, make them know they can't win. I tried to put the pressure on them before the game started. They know that they're going to lose, and just how they were going to lose was the only question for them. That's what I wanted them to think when they came to the game.
We shut a guy down or block a guy's shot and say, yes, we did that to you. If you come back, we'll do it again. If you come back again, we'll do it another time. So you'll have to try something else to do.
I like that. Bill Russell was out there talking all that crap. Oh, you going to come in this lane? Don't try it again. I'm sure it was a little bit more colorful than that. But for what I said, yeah, you can respect Bill Russell for his championships with the Boston Celtics. We can go ahead and do that. I also respect Bill Russell for what he did off of the court, okay? Someone who just tried to pass the Civil Rights Act. You know, someone who was involved in summits with Jim Brown and Muhammad Ali. Someone who wasn't afraid to speak his mind for what was just ridiculously wrong, and it's just called racism. Something that a lot of people still today, you say it and people get scared and get defensive. But a fact is a fact. And you want to know what type of dude this man was? Back in 2011, President Barack Obama gave Bill Russell a Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. Okay, he got one of those fancy purple medals that they put on your neck because of your contributions to America. And even Barack Obama had to big him up for what he did away from the court. Listen to this.
He says, that's what I do. That's not what I am. I'm not a basketball player. I am a man who plays basketball. Bill Russell, the man, is someone who stood up for the rights and dignity of all men. He marched with King. He stood by Ali. When a restaurant refused to serve the Black Celtics, he refused to play in the scheduled game. He endured insults and vandalism, but he kept on focusing on making the teammates who he loved better players and made possible the success of so many who would follow.
Yeah, you got to love that. Well, you don't have to, but I do. Yeah, you can win 11 rings. You can win 7 rings. Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, he might have 3. Man, the biggest and best champions, they have an impact away from the field of play. And that certainly is Bill Russell. That's why I have him at number one on my list. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. There are so many champions. You can't cram everybody into 6. This was my list. I'm sure you might have others. I can start going down the list of hockey players as well. I could think about boxers. But the phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Here, this is a simple question. I know it's so simple, I may not get a simple response. Who is the champion that you respect the most? I don't want your top 6 list, but who is a champion that has your respect? I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about champions? That's a whole family worth of them right there. I heard Dale is he going to be moving on to something else. Won't see him on TV, maybe somewhere else. Shout-outs to Dale Earnhardt Jr., good dude. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we get ready for the Super Bowl, a lot of talk about champions and legacy and dynasties and Mahomes and victories. A lot of comparisons to Tom Brady. So every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And tonight, I gave you my list, the top six champions in sports. Like, for me, people that were influential, who were the biggest winners? Who were the biggest difference makers? And it is a combination, but that's pretty much what I leaned on. If you missed the full list, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. People always ask me, hey, JR, I want to miss this, or I've missed this. How do I listen to it? Audacy app. It's simple. I'm not just sitting here plugging something. Listen to me. Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Yogi Berra. At number five, I gave you Serena Williams. At number four, I gave you Michael Phelps. At number three, I gave you Tom Brady. At number two, I gave you Michael Jordan. At number one, I gave you Bill Russell. Now, I can go on down the list, and I could add 50 other champions here. I mean, maybe not 50, especially as I get close, but there are quite a few that reach the limit. So my question to you is, I don't want your top six. I want to know, what winner, what champion do you respect the most? I'm talking about the top of the top. I'm not talking about somebody who's on the outskirts. Like, who at the top of the mountain, at the top of the hill, do you respect the most? Like, I respect the late Bill Russell. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't know. Maybe in a few years, a couple of years, maybe in a decade, Patrick Mahomes can be on this list. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, how are you?
Yeah, good. I get it. You only have six, but you have to give this guy an honorable mention. Joe DiMaggio. 13-year career, 9 World Series champions, and he was in 10, and he only lost in 1942. Military service, otherwise his career would have been a lot better from 43 to 45. Very stately, very aristocratic, and a prince of a man. Married Marilyn Monroe. It didn't last very long, but at least he married. And he's one of the all-time greats. You know, people think about his 56-game hitting streak, but there's a lot more to his 50-game hitting streak. He was in a lot of endorsements, and he was in Yankee Stadium. I met him twice. My dad introduced me back in 1958, and I met him at the boxing match in 1976, and he said, "How you doing, son?" And he shook my hand, and we had a nice conversation. He's an excellent role model, too. You know, you want a role model, he's an excellent role model. So just give him honorable mention. That's all I ask.
Well, I don't have to. You did it already, Alan. Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
Yes, you're welcome. That was a great thing on the line with you, too.
Okay.
He was great.
Are you
Mickey Mantle? He introduced him on Mickey Mantle Day in 1969.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alan. Are you okay?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. Everything's great. I'm enjoying my retirement, and I'm doing lots of traveling. I'm going all over the place, and you know, the golden years. I'm taking advantage of my golden years. So.
What the heck is a golden year? What year is that?
Anything beyond 70 and beyond, I guess. You got a little ways to go yet, but once you reach 70, you got to start looking after yourself and enjoying yourself.
All right. Well, I'll do that now. I'll try to have a golden year, too. Well, thank you, Alan. Enjoy yourself, okay?
I sure will. Yeah, one free spirit to another free spirit. Always great being on the line with you.
Oh, yeah. JR. Thank you, man. I'm real free. Hit me when you come to Atlanta. Take it easy, Alan.
Yep. Okay.
Right. No doubt. I'd go to Toronto right now, but not really. It's too cold. I love Toronto. It's just too damn cold right now. What is the temperature up there? Toronto. Maybe it's warm. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's warm as hell. Only 36 Fahrenheit? Oh, that's hot. Maybe I will go to Toronto. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. talking about the biggest, most influential champions in sports. Let's talk to Marlon. He's calling from St. Louis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you? What's going on?
You know, no matter where you go in this time slot, you're still the best, man. You know, your top list, top six list, it only get better.
Wait a minute. Marlon.
Yeah.
Are you the – you're not the guy that says when I'm not – you're not the customer's guy. That's not you, right?
The customer guy. What do you mean?
There's a guy that says in a prevalent way, when I'm not here, this station loses customers. That's not you, is it?
No, that's not me. I know who you're talking about. No, okay. That's not me. I'm the guy who's been following you.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah. Thank you, Marlon. That's my guy. Thank you, Marlon. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm always probably. But I want to chime in because your list is great again tonight, but I got to add Kobe Bryant. Got to. Can't leave him off.
Why? Let me ask you why.
Kobe was the man. He was, man. He just don't get the credit that I think he should get. You know, because, you know, all the championships that, he had, and we did not see the next Kobe. Like you saying, we're going to see the next Serena. We did not get the chance to see the next Kobe. And I know for a fact he was going to – Kobe would have probably been that billionaire that, you know, we don't know. But I think he probably would have been that billionaire too. And, he is truly missed, man. And, I just – thank you for your platform to just, you know, talk about stuff like this that, you know, we can just remember Kobe Bryant and people like that, man, and Bill Russell, guys like that, man.
Without a shot of a doubt, we don't all got to scream at each other like nutcases for 4 hours, Marlon. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Because, hey, I know who you just got off with, too, right before my call. And yeah, he has settled down, so, yeah. We don't have to go there.
I ain't talking about Alan from Toronto. I'm just talking about just media in general. Well, thank you, Marlon. Yeah. Appreciate you, man, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marlon, for calling from St. Louis. Yeah, he brought up Kobe. And he is right. And it's easy to go the next this, the next that. This is the next guy. This is the next. It's very unique, like what we saw from Michael Jordan. And even looking back at the footage, and looking at what he did, like what the players are trying to do, and even a lot of things that Michael Jordan did, guys aren't doing today. They're not. And every now and then when you see a move, you see something and you just go, oh, damn, Michael Jordan was doing that 30 and 40 years ago. It's amazing. If Michael Jordan was playing today, he would be busting ass. It would be curtains for the league. Especially the fact that nobody plays defense and nobody touches anybody. Like, you can't hand check, can't move anybody around. It's wild. But it is still also just phenomenal to think about how you go from Michael Jordan to Kobe Bryant, who patterned and modeled his game off of him and was the closest thing. And I won't even throw out a name of anybody who's quote-unquote closest to them. Because the guys are so much taller now. Maybe that's the problem. Kevin Durant is huge, almost 7 feet tall. So to think about somebody that is a 6'6", 6'7", guard, it's tough. You know, it's one Michael Jordan, one Kobe. And it's just wild to think how Kobe just kind of stepped right out of his footsteps and had the career that he had. Yes, Kobe Bryant most certainly is missed. But we still got Michael Jordan. He don't talk a lot. And when he does... he talks crap. He talks trash. Still to this day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the top champions in sports. Who do you respect? Who do you admire? Who got the job done? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world
world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.